a weak solidarity Brickie team listener when that cliche time flies was disproved, as during an election campaign, the line from Unchanged Melody springs to mind, time goes by so slowly, but in this case, time can't do too much. With also in this case, it's Anthony Albanese and Constable Peter Duffer pleading, I need your love, I need your love, God, speed your love to me. And don't we love them? As they strive to become the political face of the greatest little economic order of them all. Big Supremo Anthony Albanese surprisingly criticising our very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world, that its world tariff policy is not how you treat a friend, prompting caring business class coalition Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Constable Duffer to declare this shows Anthony is weak, like, you know, weak. And declaring if he were Big Supremo, true blue Aussie would have been the only country in the whole world to have been exempt from Donald Trample the Poor's xenophobic nonsense. Sort of Pete's micro version of Donald solving the Gaza and Ukraine wars even before being sworn in. Yet another Trample the Poor roaring success. Anthony also called on the Fair Work True Blue Aussie, no longer Work Choices, just looks like it con mission, to award a real wage increase to the lowest of low paid workers. Real wages would mean the real value of their labour, leaving their caring employer with no profit from those labours. So that probably wasn't what Anthony and the team had in mind. And Pete said, of course, he supports a wage rise, but couldn't put a figure on it. And given they normally oppose any wage rise, it just goes to show what effect an election can have. Although Pete said he especially supported a personal wage rise from his present totally undeserved salary to the Big Supremo totally undeserved salary. And the ACTU said the wage rise should exceed the inflation rate to help the lowest of low pay catch up with past losses. And the filthiest rich of the filthy rich said this would be a disaster, which they always say. But to their credit, whatever happens, the poor dears just go on doing what they do to make life better for all of us. And the socialists reacted to that report, finding the big supermarkets ripping off big time and sentenced to conduct business as usual by announcing they would act on price gouging by, yes, yes, we guessed it, setting up yet another inquiry to see how they would act on price gouging. And big time filthiest rich of Graham Slamuel slammed all this, declaring instead the government should look at lowering crippling costs like labour costs. Because obviously those checkout people they use less and less as customers do what they used to pay people to do, are receiving exorbitant wages and conditions, and stopping price gouging would discourage investment. And the Flight Centre Supremo Graham Turner Screws said a socialist Greens alliance would be the worst possible election outcome. Radical ideas running riot, he said, and this would deter investment. And Tony Shepherd, the Wealth, former True Blue Aussie Caring Business Profits Council head, said the extreme left would have too much power, and that would be bad for investment. I wish someone would tell us who these extreme left people are. That'd give us someone to vote for. And our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, was concerned about a protracted period of government by negotiation which would worry investors. And Prude Goward, former Sex Discrimination Commissioner and Caring Business Class Party MP, bobbed up again. She, who co-wrote a 700-page tome eulogising former Big Supremo Little Johnny Howard, which has sold all of 20 copies. Remember last week she said a socialist government always served its masters, the evil unions, instead of the nation, unlike the coalition lot. Well, this week, the former Sex Discrimination Commissioner ran away with the Feminist Solidarity Award of the Week, attacking laws allowing the Minister for Women to set gender equality targets for caring business as overreach that will, yes, we guessed it, discourage investment. Prude, your feminist solidarity award is on its way. And even the Crook Casino got into the picture, calling for fairness. The Crook Casino, complaining about new gambling restrictions arising out of all that criminality, money laundering and all that, exposed in the Her Most Gracious Majesty's con mission. We'd think they'd at least have the decency to just shut up, but no, it isn't fair. It gives their rivals an unfair advantage in ripping the punters off, and yes, this is becoming a big problem. Spot on again, listener. Will stymie investment. Imagine how the community would suffer if they stopped investing in all those poker machines and other gambling infrastructure. Prude picked up her award addressing the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review Workforce Summit 2025, where all these CEOs and people got together to discuss the problems. The session on where a caring business class relations headed included a private healthcare chief people officer, our old mate Innes, and a partner at Free Kills the Workers, the caring business class law firm which drew up work choices for Little Johnny and Peter Root the workers, guaranteeing balance and objectivity. Going through the speakers and attendees, I couldn't quite put my finger on what was missing. What's missing? Something's missing, I kept saying. Then suddenly it hit me. The workers, the actual workforce, 100% unrepresented. Well, what would they know about the problems confronting their caring employers like themselves and evil unions? Oh, the Socialist Minister Murray Swatch Union spoke. He, of course, sacked the construction union and put in an administrator, so I guess he was the nearest thing to someone representing the actual workers. We can never accuse Elon Musk have more of over-the-top hyperbole, so we are left in panic mode at that election of a judge in Wisconsin where Elon pissed millions of his not-so-hard-earned up against the electoral wall. She is not a threat to democracy, Donald and Elon style, but a threat to the whole world, Elon declared. The whole world. My God, those Wisconsin courts are powerful, aren't they? Well, she supports abortion rights and has defended evil workers in disputes with their caring employers. That says it all, doesn't it? Back here, our very own defender of the values of the filthy rich, Clive Palmer Gina, is also pissing millions up against the electoral wall. And may they keep wasting their not-so-hard-earned, because thanks to Elon's millions, people turned out in record numbers to make sure his candidate was thrashed. Keep splashing out the millions, we say. Everything's going so well for Elon, like his Mars rocket we've mentioned, which can't get more than a few hundred metres off Earth before blowing to smithereens. And this week, a German mob called Aerospace fired a rocket into space. Well, not quite into space. It lasted a whole 30 seconds before blowing to smithereens. And Aerospace said it was a success. We'd like to hear their definition of a failure. In the More You Cave In department, after the state socialists caved into Lord Rupert of Wapping's relentless campaign, crime on every corner, lock them all up, Lord Rupert continues to attack them for moving dangerous criminals out of maximum security prisons and into medium security to make way for the extra prisoners Lord Rupert wants locked up. Most not convicted but on remand for offences which in many cases do not even warrant being locked up. But Lord Rupert will give Jacinta and the state socialists the answer. Build lots more prisons. A law and order and housing policy all in one. As the slaughter, destruction and genocide of the non-land, non-people continues unabated, the non-land, non-people guilty this time of wanting Zion to abide by the ceasefire agreement, unabated, utilising US of merchants of death train-killing merchandise, we may have thought the US of a serial warmonger in defence of liberty, freedom and democracy. That is, the liberty of capital to operate without restriction, the freedom of capital to do whatever it likes, and the democracy preserving that liberty and freedom. Wrong. It is the victim. Donald told us so. Eons of the poor old US of being looted, plundered, raped and pillaged. when we mistakenly accused it of looting, plundering, raping and pillaging. But knowing Donald is an honourable man, we can be assured he will cease to fund and arm his close friend Zion's looting, plundering, raping and pillaging. And not the slightest hubris, as he modestly informed us, his Liberation Day rave was the most important statement ever, ever. Let's just repeat that. The USOB claims it is a victim of looting, plundering, raping and pillaging. Finally, you won't believe this, listener. The mining lobby has called for governments to stop imposing environmental laws that prevent it doing what capital needs to do, operate without restriction. Here's the bit you won't believe. Environmental laws, oh, you did get it. Yes, discourage investment. Who would have thought? Oh, and four more weeks of time goes by so slowly. Good morning.